There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to continue our conversation with the general manager of Reliable Carriers, one of the great supporters of this broadcast and great contributor to the show. Bob Sellers is standing by. Then we're going to go out to El Segundo, California, where there's a very unique museum called the Automotive Driving Museum. And the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner, is standing by with a special guest to tell us about an event that's been going on there today. We've also got some new vehicle news coming up a little later on. So a little bit of something for everybody. Telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Bob, as I know you are a lover of all high-performance vehicles, Ford just announced the pricing this week for the new upcoming Ford GT supercar, $400,000. Boy.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. It is carbon fiber.
I haven't seen the car in person, but I have seen the pictures, and it certainly looks like it's worth every cent of that.
Yes. I was the star of the Detroit Auto Show, and certainly Acura had their rollout with their NSX, and that certainly was destined to be the star, but Ford stole the show. And makes me, you know, long, you know, 2020 hindsight, I wish I had purchased one of those 2004, 2005 GTs that are now coming in for some pretty big bucks at some of the auctions.
The numbers have been moving on those cars pretty significantly. I think it'll be interesting to see Auctions America in Fort Lauderdale at the end of the month have serial number 2 that I think you saw along to Mr. Dingman. And it'll be interesting to see what that brings. Those cars have certainly been racing up in value. Absolutely, all of us have cars that, if we had hindsight, we'd be very rich people.
The new Ford GT supercar is going to have a turbocharged, twin turbocharged V6. The previous one 10 years ago, 5.4 liter supercharged V8. I don't know. I'm old fashioned. I like the V8, you know, like those Shelby GT500s that you like. There's nothing like a good old fashioned V8.
I agree with that, but you know what? But that's evidence of the new technology. You know,
that's true.
I think you got to get past the V6 thing and then probably look at the performance numbers. And I think you'll find the performance numbers will be something that'll be something that'll be of interest to people. I mean, you know, that's the way of the world. The new cars with the new technology, getting more performance out of less. Less displacement is where it's at. I mean, we're trying to do the same thing in the truck world too, trying to get more horsepower out of smaller engines, you know, reduce emissions, reduce fuel consumption, reduce weight. I mean, all those things that make, you know, make either a truck or a car a performance vehicle.
So true. Reliable Carriers handles everything, you know, whether you're a snowbirder, vacationing in one part of the country, if you're from the New England area and down in Florida, or if you're from the Midwest and out in Arizona. I'm sure lots of you folks listening are taking advantage of the great service of Reliable Carriers. When I relocated from Boston down here to Florida, I used Reliable Carriers and paid for it myself, and couldn't have been more pleased with the way the transportation of my vehicles went. But as you've got on your website, from horse-drawn wagons to horseless carriages to those dream cars of today, you guys handle absolutely everything and everything in between. And a lot of it comes down to, as we've touched on in the past, the drivers. You guys have such wonderful drivers. And I'm wondering, when you had that $37 million load, was there a particular driver assigned to that rig, or was it just the regular driver that normally would have been driving that rig?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to fib to you and tell you that when I got $38 million on the line, I don't look for my one of my more seasoned guys or ladies, for that matter. We have several ladies that work for us that are incredibly capable drivers. So, you know, I mean, something like that, you obviously try to put your best foot forward. But I would tell you that, you know, we've got 300-plus drivers out there that, you know, work very hard every day, extremely dedicated. And although we, you know, our company continues to grow, so therefore we're adding drivers every week. You know, I mean, our average driver's been with us 8.5 years, so we've got a pretty good track record of experience. We've got a wonderful blend of new young people coming into the business, and being balancing that with you know, drivers that move this 25 and 30 years. So, you know, they're able to lend their expertise and their knowledge to the younger folks. And you know, the challenge of today for any trucking company, including ours, is to find young drivers to join the organization, because it's just not something that most young people want to do anymore. So the biggest challenge we have is finding those kind of people that want to come do what we do, because what we do is very special and very unique. So it's not just for everyone, nor can we take just everyone. So it's a unique place, but. You know, if you're a car person and you like trucks, which I happen to be both of those, you know, you couldn't find a better place to go to work every day.
I got an email here from George, who's in Naples, Florida. He says that he utilized Reliable in transporting his car down here for the winter. And one of the things that he loves about Reliable is the GPS tracking. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, every vehicle that we have, and I'll share with you something new that's coming along too, but all of our tractor trailers are tracked by GPS satellite tracking. So at any given moment, you know, we can tell you exactly where that vehicle is. The satellite company that we use, unfortunately, does not allow access outside our network, but with a phone call, customer can be told exactly. When I say exactly, I mean, we can tell you that, you know, they're at the 20-mile marker on Interstate 95. It updates every 2 minutes, so within 2 minutes, it's as accurate as if you saw the truck drive by you. The other thing we're working on this year that we're going to do is we're going to put satellite tracking on every one of our trailers, so that in case a trailer is parked somewhere or whatever, we're going to know. Not only are we going to know where every tractor trailer unit is, we're going to know where every trailer is too. So that's a little bit of new technology that's coming along that you know, sometimes we'll drop trailers in a yard. We'll have them in our own yards. We need to, you know, help us make sure we inventory. Now that we're up past 300 units, we're trying to find new and innovative ways to make sure we keep track of everything.
Oh, that's great, Bob. For those of our listeners joining us right now who would like a quote, number one, it's free. What's the best way to get in touch with Reliable and get the ball moving?
Well, there's two ways. I mean, most of the folks today want to use the Internet. So I would tell you that just go to our website, and there's an icon for get a quote. There's a request a quote on every page on the website. So if you want to flip through and see what's going on our website, that icon sits on every page. So you can get electronic quote that way, or the old-fashioned way, unfortunately viewed as old-fashioned today, just pick up the phone and call us. And, you know, our 800 number is 800-521-6393, and anyone there's a request to quote prompt, and you'll get put in, and someone can help you get a quote that way as well.
Excellent. And certainly it's such an exciting time in the collector car hobby. It's going to be very interesting to see where the remainder of 2015 takes us. And seems like there, as you pointed out a little bit earlier with the expansion at Amelia Island, it seems like there are more and more events, and that means more and more opportunities for Reliable and more travel for you, my friend.
All true. you know, there's a lot of, you know, the industry in its whole is continuing to expand and grow, and of course we want to take advantage of that. And part of my job is to be wherever that is, so that's what I do.
Excellent. Well, hopefully I'll see you at Amelia next weekend. Thank you so much, my friend.
I look forward to seeing you there, Bob. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Bob. We're going to take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we're going out to El Segundo, California, the Driving Museum. We're going to hear all about it straight ahead. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
My name is Bob Rainier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, the only financial newsletter that provides the raw truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Stop by InvestYourself.com. Our free newsletter will guide you through what's really affecting our markets. People have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's InvestYourself.com, InvestYourself.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We're having all kinds of fun today and checking in with lots of our regular contributors, and we're going to do so right now. He is one of our favorite guys when it comes to all things collector car and auctions. He's, in my opinion, the best guy in the entire world. He's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and he joins us from the Automotive Driving Museum in El Segundo, California. Phil Skinner, welcome back to Auto World. Phil, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, we're doing great. We're here in beautiful day today. We're outside in this gorgeous. I'm sitting in the front seat of a 1909 Ford Model T touring car. I have with me the director of rescue preservation, Tom Finn, with me, and we've been taking a little cruise around. One of the great things about this museum, you just don't look at the cars sit there. We actually can take them out and go for rides in them, and that is, to me, one of the most unique features about this facility.
Yeah, boy, there's no place like that. Matter of fact, we had a guest on in the first hour of the program from J.C. Whitney, who lives, he said, only 25 or 30 minutes away from El Segundo, and he was not aware of the museum. So we need to spread the word so you can actually go to this museum and get to take some rides in some really, really cool vehicles.
That's right, Bob. And can I say, the museum's been here for, what, about 10 years now, Bob? Or 13 years. Not a lot of people know about it, and it is really kind of a fun little thing. There's about 150 cars on display on the floor, and every Sunday they bring out 3 to 4 or 5 of these cars. They have the docents here, and they take people around for a ride. It's like, say, one thing they to see the car, but to experience the sound and the smell, the feel and the drive. For lunch today, Tom took us out in his personal 1956 Packard Patricia 400 two-door hardtop. And, I mean, it was an experience to get to dinner or lunch in that, and he picked a cab, too.
That's great. So you get a very special guest for us. I understand it's Tom Fenn, who is the board member of the Automotive Driving Museum there in El Segundo, California. Tom, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Automotive Driving Museum. Have you been there since the get-go, since it got kicked off?
No, I only came along in the last few months, actually, about 6 months. It has been under new management for the last couple of years, but they're business guys, and they needed a car guy, so I came over and kind of jumped on, and that's how I got to be director of preservation.
That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the car guy, Tom Fenn. What was your first car, Tom? And tell us about any cars that you either presently own or have owned in your past that you are very proud of.
Well, I guess to answer a complex question like that, I should probably start at the beginning. And the beginning for me was when I was about 12, and my father was a Packard dealer in New Jersey. So naturally, it's necessary when you're in that slice of life to give your son a car. So my first car was a 29 Packard, which I remember going to an estate auction and purchasing with him for $100.
Wow. Amazing. When you stop and think about the kind of money that Packards bring today, and Packard was just a beautiful, and it continues to be just a wonderful investment for folks, and had a great tagline with their advertising, ask the man who knows.
Ask the man who owns one, right?
That's right, yeah. A little bit off on that, but yeah, I have a number of journalist friends who absolutely love Packard, so that's how things got started for you, and over the years you've continued your automotive passion. Tell us a little bit about some of the other vehicles that you've owned or other Packards.
Well, once having been damaged in that fashion, I made a point of misspending a good portion of my youth. And probably by the time I was 21, I'd owned 15 cars. I don't think I remember what they were, but I do remember they all needed to be worked on. And the only one around to do that was me.
Yeah, that's great.
I learned by doing.
And that's a good way to learn. I mean, you can read a lot of books and you can go to a lot of fancy schools, but when it comes right down to it, sometimes just getting in there and actually doing the job is where you actually learn the most of all. This museum is very unique, as I mentioned to Phil. I mean, the fact that you're getting people into these vehicles, and as Phil said, it kind of immerses them in the whole experience, the sight, the sounds, the smell. I would imagine in the time that you've been with the Automotive Driving Museum, you've probably opened the eyes to lots of potential new car enthusiasts as well.
Yeah, that's the unique thing about our concept here. It's the only one of its kind that I'm aware of. I sometimes refer to us as the petting zoo of automobile. We let people come out here. We take them for a little drive. We let them sit. We let them touch. We let them feel. And it's a real experience. A lot of times what will happen is we'll get a guy that comes in here, like yourself, let's say, and your father had a 37 Chrysler, and you call us up a couple of weeks in advance, can I ride in the 37 Chrysler? We'll fire it up, and we'll put it out there on Sunday afternoon when you're coming, and you'll get to visit with Grandpa.
Oh, that's wonderful. Absolutely. Give us a kind of a broad view of the collection of the Automotive Driving Museum. Does it focus on a particular set of brands, or is it across the board, and also the era of the vehicles that you have on display?
Well, the collection runs from about 1890 with a very early Mercedes-Benz on up into the 80s with our DeLorean. And we have a number of classics. We have a number of expensive cars, but mostly we have what I like to call every man's car. I'm strolling the floor right now as I speak to you, and I'm about to pass a 1955 Nash Rambler, mm-hmm. which is parked next to a 37 Lincoln V12. And turn across the aisle is a 58 Packard Hawk. So we wow. run the gamut, but they're all cars that are accessible, and they're designed to be accessible so that you can touch them, and we don't worry about them. You know, they're not perfect cars, so that's why you can sit in them and play with them.
And that makes so much sense and takes the pressure off. Everybody takes the pressure off the folks visiting and takes the pressure off the museum and not having to worry about damage being done to a vehicle in a minor way, but that's great. And it's also a great opportunity for folks to learn about some of these older brands that are no longer in existence. A lot of our younger listeners don't realize that at the early part of the 20th century that there were so many manufacturers here in the U.S., and a lot of these manufacturers went away. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have more with Tom Fenn from the Automobile Driving Museum in El Segundo and our good friend Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for KBB.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Lots of fine machines can be found at the Automotive Driving Museum, easy enough for me to say, in El Segundo, California. We're chatting with Collecticar Market Editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner, and Tom Fenn, who is a board member of the Automotive Driving Museum. And they're live in El Segundo walking around. And Tom Fenn has been telling us about all the vehicles surrounding him and all the choices that folks have. What are some of the more requested vehicles that folks call up and reserve for a ride, Tom?
Well, we post the vehicles on the website on a bi-month basis. So if you're looking at the website wanting to know what we plan to use, you'll see it right there. People who want something special have learned just to call in and make the request. Most of the time, we will honor it.
Well, that's great. And you've got vehicles, as you pointed out earlier, all the way from the 1800s, 1890s, up until the DeLorean vehicle from John Z. DeLorean and everything in between. I would imagine it's probably heartwarming, some of the stories that you've encountered, too, on an average Sunday when you have folks come down, perhaps some older folks who maybe had owned that vehicle once in their lifetime, to be reunited with a vehicle that was very much a part of their earlier, younger life and have an opportunity to take a ride in it. That must be very rewarding.
It is, and it also adds another dimension. We maintain something that we call the knowledge book. And in the knowledge book is everything we know about every car in our collection. That book forms the nucleus of what our touring docents get to learn about the cars. And when they're out there on the floor, they each give their own tour with their own personality. But they borrow from the knowledge book, and every time somebody comes in here and says, my Aunt Millie had one of these cars, and there were nine cats born in the back of it one night, if that's relevant, we'll add it to our knowledge book.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool.
Get a lot of benefit out of that.
Excellent.
Something else we do that you haven't asked about is we have a fully equipped shop here. And
oh,
a number
no kidding.
Of docent mechanics. Mm-hmm. So we do our own work, including restorations over the past few years. We're about to undertake one with a Model A Ford, which is going to make the fire chief's car for the fire department here at the ADM, which, of course, we don't actually have, but it'll look good.
That's great. So I did not realize that you had a restoration shop right there on the premises. I mean, that brings in a whole nother dimension as well. And in addition to that, I understand that folks can rent out to the museum for a particular event. Do you actually have facility rental available? And for lots of folks in the El Segundo area, that must be a great treat.
Well, we do. We actually have a facility here that can seat 500 people for dinner. And we have a lot of events, which are weddings, bar mitzvahs, celebrations, corporate meetings, things like that. And that's an important source of revenue to us. With that in mind, you need to know also about our location. We are approximately 1.5 miles south of the runway at LAX.
Wow, that's great.
So if you or anybody else listening is flying through here, we invite you to come visit us.
Absolutely. Just taking a look at some of these vehicles in your collection, I just logged on to your website, automotivedrivingmuseum.org. Folks can find out all kinds of information there. But why don't we begin by reminding folks about the hours that you're open and the days of the week. What is that, Tom?
We're open from Tuesday through Sunday, mostly 10 to 4. When we have special events, we're open a little longer. We try to be open on the weekends also, because that's when our high traffic flow is. Sunday is our ride program. We have often special events on Saturday. We have car clubs. We have unique representative manufacturers day. You know, we'll do a GTO event coming up here in the end of this month. We'll have a Woody event, I think, in June. And we try to keep things up in the air both Saturday and Sunday using that method.
And lots of very cool vehicles in your collection, as you pointed out. And as I continue to thumb through your website, I'm seeing lots of excellent examples of all kinds of things. Everything from, as you pointed out, the V12s. You've got a 36 Lincoln V12 town car, a 5037 Packard V12 touring convertible sedan. This is an interesting one. It was certainly in automotive history, one of the first vehicles designed with aerodynamics as a priority. You have a 1935 Chrysler Airflow in-house. Tell our listeners a little bit about that vehicle.
Well, of course, that's one of those cars that the car guys will tell you, you love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
Apparently more people hated it than loved it, because it wasn't a great seller. But we have one in pretty good condition, and if that's your choice, let us know when you're going to be in town, and you're in it.
That's great. And you've got some other great cars and some really outstanding colors. As we get into the 1950s, it's interesting to see the colors utilized. Here's a 51 Hudson in kind of a very light green color, 51 Nash Super Statesman, a two-tone vehicle. Here's a concept car, a 52 Packard concept car. It's silver in color and looks very modern. that vehicle's on display right now. Tom, what's the story behind the story on that 52 Packard concept car?
That is exactly it. It was developed by Packard as a concept by one of the Italian designers. It's a truly beautiful car. There was some thought about producing it, but it turned out to be too expensive to build it. So it was never produced. That's the only one. We also have a 36 Packard convertible sedan, which was near that 12-cylinder car that you were looking at. I don't know if it was captured in the picture. Mm. That particular car was the Grand Marshal's car in this year's Rose Parade.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Phil Skinner loves Edsels, so your collection would not be complete without an Edsel, and you've got a 59 Edsel on display right now.
Yes, and Phil was the one that taught me that Edsel Ford is not the namesake of that car. It's actually an acronym for Every Day Something Else Leaks.
Very good.
And Phil is pretty much right about that as well.
You've got a few muscle cars here, a 64 Malibu SS, an early Mustang, a 65 Mustang Fastback.
We have a full-on Dodge Challenger race car.
Oh, fantastic. And a Plymouth Roadrunner and a 71 Mustang as well. And you've got some vehicles from the 70s here. I remember when these came out, the 75 AMC Pacer, which sold very well at first and then didn't sell so well, but nevertheless, there are those folks out there that are now collecting this vehicle.
That's right, and for some reason, in light of what you just said, it's kind of odd, that's one of our most popular riding cars. People come here and they're very excited to take a ride in it.
Interesting. You've got a Z car represented with the 77 Datsun 280Z, the DeLorean that we mentioned. It's an 82, so it's one of the later ones manufactured. And an 89 911 Speedster. This is the one with the chopped windshield. Very cool vehicle. We'll take a pit stop, and why don't we throw out a quick trivia question here. When we come back on the other side, we'll do that, and we'll continue our conversation with Tom and Phil Skinner from the Kelley Blue Book from the great museum out there in El Segundo, California. Don't go away.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone, investyourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to investyourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing investyourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth. It's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bid.co. bit.co, bidbit.co.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We invite your calls at 855-660-4261. Phil Skinner is with us, along with Tom Fenn from the Automotive Driving Museum, a really cool place in El Segundo, California. And Tom, I really want to thank you very much for giving us a little verbal walk around the museum. Next time I'm out in Southern California, I would love to come in and check things out. But in the meantime, once you give out the telephone number, and why don't you reiterate the website address?
Well, that's going to be a challenge for me because I'm not standing in front of anything with that written on it. So let me go get that. It's adm.org is the address, but let me find our...
All right.
Stop me with a question like that,
Yeah, automotivedrivingmuseum.org, I believe, is the
right.
Is the website.
Or the adm.org.
Or adm.org.
And
telephone
for the phone number or the address or both?
Yeah, why don't you, we could give out both.
The phone number is 310-909-0950. And the address is 610 Lairport, L-A-I-R-P-O-R-T Street, El Segundo, 90245.
Wonderful. Love your tagline, the museum that takes you for a ride. Excellent.
That's
very good. Well, thank you, Tom, and why don't you hand it over to Phil, because we got a couple of people on the line here that have questions for Phil.
Okay, I will do that right this minute.
All right. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. We appreciate you being here. We could throw out a quick trivia question. We'll see if we have time, but we have Mike in Iowa who's standing by. Phil Skinner is back with us. Will be back with us here momentarily as he is.
We're here with you, Bob.
All right, terrific. Let's go to line two and bring up Mike, who is in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL, and he's got a question about a DeSoto. Mike, thank you for being very patient. Say hello to Phil Skinner. And,
hello.
How can we help you?
I was wondering, I know a guy that had a Dodge or a DeSoto Diplomat, I think it's like a 59 convertible. I don't know if you've ever seen or have one of them out there. in your museum. They only made a few of them, I guess.
Hmm. A DeSoto convertible, Phil. Is that a pretty rare item?
Right. 1959, you know, it's the end of the Exner era. And the DeSoto convertibles were done in only the, I believe, the Adventurer series. And I believe also, I'm trying to look right quickly, they were done and they had a fire sweep. That was Dodge. They had the fire dome. They had a fireplace convertible, as well as the Adventurer. But they didn't have a Diplomat. That might have been a Canadian version.
You know, the guy that had it was a Chrysler dealer for years, the second, third generation, and he has it, and it's sitting in a shed right now that he's got. And I think it was a Diplomat, a DeSoto Diplomat convertible. It had real high fins on it, like 58, 59 in that area.
If it was a Diplomat, it might have been.
He got it from California, I believe, and drove it back for somebody, and then the guy didn't take it or something.
Right. Well, the only 59 Dodges were either the Coronets or the Royales. And like I said, the Diplomat was a Canadian variation. It was a combination Dodge and DeSoto. So it was a combination car. And that's probably what he has, which would make it a very rare, kind of a rare vehicle.
Mm. Might be worth some serious money, Phil.
It could be. Those high fin Exner cars are very, very desirable among collectors, and you never know what you might have. That could be
somebody told me that the Lee Iacocca's museum was interested in buying it when they found out he had it, but he didn't want to sell it. So,
but I didn't think even Lee Iacocca had a museum. Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Mike, thank you very much for the call.
Yep.
We appreciate it. We got a question here from Brian in Illinois. And Brian is interested in obtaining a Volkswagen Bug. And he says he very much has grown to appreciate the Volkswagen Bug, the early air-cooled models. Wants to know, is there a particular, he doesn't have a set budget, he says he can spend up to $20,000 or so for a Volkswagen Bug, but what's the coolest, what's the most sought after, what is the best Bug for the money under $20,000 that he could invest in?
I think if he goes out and really looks good, he could find himself probably a 60s era convertible. That's very desirable. If he's looking at the closed car, they have the sunroof edition. Those can be found for under 20. And he's really looking for something unique, the very early Volkswagen, 1950 to 1953, they have what they call the split window. And I mean, the little back window was a little oval, and it actually had a bar going through the middle. Those are probably the most desirable. If you can find one of those that's in really good condition for around $20,000, that's one that got fit. Simple mechanic, keep it on the road, and I think that's one that would be best for returning on investment down the road.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Another question which is filtered in, this one is from Thomas. Thomas is in South Carolina, and Thomas is in the market for a muscle car, and he's kind of torn whether to invest in a Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am from the late 70s, or would he be better off in investing in something from the Mopar side of the fence? That's a tough one, Phil. I don't know. A lot is going to depend on his personal taste and also his bankroll.
That's exactly right, Bob. Obviously, best bang for your buck. I wouldn't even go with either one of those. The Smoking the Bandit type era Trans Am. One of my biggest issues with those, if you're going to be using them, is emissions in certain states, electrical problems, and a lot of plastics. And that's one of my concerns with the cars from the late 70s. The earlier 70s, late 60s muscle cars, there's a lot of early Mopar out there that can be picked up for what I consider kind of a reasonable price. Not necessarily Hemi, but a big 440 or a strong 383, those cars are very, very popular. And not over the top in money right now. Market for muscle cars is still a little bit on the soft side, so if you're looking to buy one, this would be the time to be buying it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. tell us a little bit about your activities upcoming next week. I understand you're going to be going to a Vicari auction. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, the Vicari auction had been scheduled to be in Chattanooga, Tennessee. However, we found out that state of Tennessee regulations regarding collector car auctions is a little more difficult to work with than even Vicari had thought. So we have relocated next weekend. While you're at Amelia Island, we're going to be just up the road in Atlanta, Georgia. This is going to be a Friday and Saturday sale. It's at the International Convention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'll tell you what, if we have any listeners who would like to be there, drop me an email at pskinner@kvb.com. I will put you on a guest list for the first, first 10 listeners to contact me in the Atlanta area. You'd be there next weekend. I want to come down to the Vicari Flexcar option. Drop me an email, pskinner@kbb.com. I'll put you on a comp list, and you and a friend can come in and be on my treat.
Excellent. And is it both days, Saturday as well as Sunday?
It is actually Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday.
Oh, excellent. And that's a very generous offer. Thank you so much, Phil, as usual. It's been a busy time in the collector car world and will continue to be, as I was saying to Bob Sellers. Yeah, through all the auction action going on down here in Florida. Amelia used to be just one. It used to be, you know, RM, and even before then, before RM, there was another company that was there, and now Bonhams has opened up shop at Amelia, and of course David Gooding has a sale, and I believe there's a fourth one as well.
Well, there's actually four today. RM was the original auction. For a couple of years, Bonhams had tried to come in. This was around 1999-2000. And they didn't quite hit the mark. Gooding came back a few years ago. He's done very well up at the plantation, which is just down the road. And then last year, Hollywood Wheels, Mike Flynn, Hollywood Wheels, they had their initial auction, and they call it the Festival of Speed. They're coming back, and that's at the Omni Hotel, which is just down the road from the location of the Ritz-Carlton where the Amelia Island Concourse is. And then also this year, Bonhams auction is coming in for the first time again. They're trying to come back in. All four auctions have a great lineup of cars. RM, as you said, still the official auction of the Amelia Island Concourse, and they've put so much into that whole event.
Yeah, it should be fantastic. Thank you for taking us for a verbal walk around the Automotive Driving Museum in El Segundo, California. Phil will get you back with us live real soon.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.